I don't know. It's in lost control. What is being controlled? What can I control? I can't control anything. Except maybe what you hear. This is a program of depressing, experimental frequencies gathered together in a cave and grooving with a Pict on your head. And along came Jones, but there's a lot that comes before him. Welcome to the Chill Room.
Shining, it is shining. you may see the meaning of within. It is speaking, it is speaking, that love is all and love is everyone. It is knowing, it is knowing, when ignorance and haste may mourn the day. It is believing, listen to the color of your dream. It is not living, it is not living. Oh, play the game existence to the end of the beginning. Ooh.
You girls know you're driving with tail light out?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, oh. I didn't know. But thank you for telling us.
Let me see license and registration. Huh? Hey. Where's your license?
Actually, I don't have my license with me.
You don't?
No.
You have a driver's license?
No.
You don't have it with you? Whose car is this?
Listen, this is our father's car. We don't have a license.
Yeah? Does he know you got it?
Yeah.
He does? Does he know you got the car?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, you're being bad girls, huh? You're being bad girls? Huh? Where are you coming from?
New Jersey.
Yeah? Any drugs in the car?
No.
No.
No drugs?
No.
Where were you tonight?
We were at the cat club.
Yeah?
We were at the cat club, big deal.
You know, I should take you in for driving without a license and registration. You know that, don't you? That's a serious thing. Huh? You have to call your father up. How do you feel about that?
Don't do that.
Yeah? What were you girls doing at the, the Kit Kat Club? You almost going there? Huh? Come on, I'm not gonna... I'll do the right thing if you do the right thing, huh? I know what it's like to get stoned a little bit, you know, to get high a little bit. You getting stoned there? Huh? You have any grass there, coke?
We smoked a little grass.
Yeah? How would your father feel if he knew that you were here now?
You won't tell him.
That depends. What do you think about that? A couple of very beautiful girls, huh?
Come on, give us a break. Couldn't you just give us a warning for the taillight and let us go home?
Well, you know something, two such beautiful girls like you, they could give you a warning. You want a warning? Well, here's the warning. You do something for me and I'll do something for you. What do you say about that? You do something for me and your father won't find out you took his car and you drive without a license. Huh? You got a boyfriend? You got a boyfriend?
No.
You don't? I'll tell you something right now. Now listen up to me, okay? I'm going to take you down to the precinct house and call your father. You hear me? You hear me?
You can't do that.
What will you do for me if I don't do that?
Whatever you say.
Yeah?
You can't call our father.
You ever suck a guy's cock? Huh? Did you? Look at me, you. You ever suck a guy's cock? Hey. I'm talking. You ever suck a guy's cock?
Are you serious?
Did you? Did you?
Yeah. So?
Don't talk back. Don't talk to me that way. You hear me? Don't you talk to me that way. I'm gonna haul your ass right in. You hear me?
Sorry.
Just let us go. We'll get it fixed in the morning.
I'll let you go. Turn around with me. I want to see your ass. You mind that? Just want to look at your ass. What do you say? Huh? You, come here. Look at me. Look at me. You ever suck a guy's cock? Huh? You ever suck a guy? Look at me. You ever suck a guy's cock? Let me see how you do. Show me your mouth when you suck a guy's cock. Come on. Show me your mouth. Show me your mouth. What's the big fucking deal? You suck a guy's cock before, haven't you? Come on. Show me. suck a guy's cock. You hear me? Show me how you suck a guy. Just turn around. Show me how you suck a guy's cock. I'm fucking serious. Show me how you suck a guy's cock. It's the last time I'm gonna ask you. I'm taking you in, you hear me? Show me how you suck a guy's cock. Show me with your mouth. Show me with your mouth. Come on, spit that gum out. Give me the gum. Give me the fucking gum. Show me how you suck a guy's cock. Come on, show me. Show me. Show me. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and show me. Show me. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. That's it. Show me. Like that. Like that. Come on, you little fuck. Come on, you little fuck. Show me. That's it. You close your eyes and take that fucking dick in your mouth. Come on, that's it. You suck it. You suck it up. You suck it the fuck up. You suck it up. You like sucking cock? Come on, baby. Show me your mouth. Show me that fucking mouth. Show it to me. Yeah, that's it. Sucking a fucking dick. Come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth and take that fucking dick in your mouth. In your mouth, you little cocksucker. You little fucking cocksucker. Take that dick in your fucking mouth. Come on. Open it up and take that fucking scum.
Thank you. float downstream. It is not dying. It is not dying. Lay down all thoughts, surrender to the void. It is shining.
How very much I've tried my best to give you a good life. But in spite of all of what I've tried, a handful of our people, with their lives, have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only we're in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was said by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. It almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom, suffers violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let us die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and as Jack Beam often said, I don't know where he's at right this moment. Where's Jack? He said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. Because what's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. I'm telling you just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do. And he will do it. He'll do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, even. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like they used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anybody wish to? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we are going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We'd like to get the people who caused this stuff, and if some people here are prepared to know how to do that, to go in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Yes, Christine.
Is it too late for Russia?
Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They've gone with their guns. And it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's where I've always put my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And they say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Ujjara, who tried to get the man back here. Ujjara, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and trying to break up this family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjara? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived with for all, and I'll die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine, and I appreciate it. You've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got to see two sides of one issue, two sides of a question. But what those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make the Russians not accept us. When they get through lying, they told so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I said let's make an airlift to Russia. That's what I say. I don't think nothing is impossible.
How are we going to believe it? How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
No, they didn't. They gave us the code that they'd let us know of an issue, not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. They'd give us a code. You can check on there and see if it's on the code. You can check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. I didn't want to actually say to these people. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living this treachery. I have never, 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 never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do in their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. There's no, Christine, it's just not, it's not worth living like this. Not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20 odd. That's a small
20 odd.
Compared to what's here.
20 odd. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think it'll go down.
You don't think it'll go down? I wish I could tell you you were right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, Debbie Blakey for the murder, of his mother. And he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly a plane without a pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about the plane for us to go to Russia.
To Russia. Do you think Russia's going to want? No, not going to. You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We had some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my faith.
Well, everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet that didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for a change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it.